AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us on a Tuesday night on the grid. Full slate of MLB on a Dinger Tuesday. We have got NBA draft tomorrow night. Been a lot of trades. We've got also the golf. Getting ready in Detroit this week. You gotta be kidding me. This guy Homer, you gotta be kidding me.
Was it Butler?
No, it was Rooker.
It was Rooker. Seven and a half was the number. I knew that game.
All right. Well, that game just started. They had a little lengthy rain.
Now this Peralta. I hate to get Mike Carver with the encyclopedia, Joe Lisi.
Go for the two. There you go. You get mad when you don't get the big introduction.
I'm upset. I'm hot.
What's the matter,
Joe? Look, base is loaded for these Pirates, and they're making this Peralta look like he's like a star. Can we wrap this guy around a pole? Base is loaded, nobody out. Now it's base is loaded, two outs, and an 0-2 count. Can we put it in play? This Peralta, he sucks, Peralta.
Can we get a cruise missile?
I can't stand them. Who?
Can we get a cruise missile?
Is he up? It is. He is
O'Neal
up.
O'Neal Cruz? Let's go. Get a cruise O'Neal, missile.
Come on. Could he just sit dead red and get a... How about a double just to get three runs in? That would be great.
Man, that was a shot by
Rooker?
Ben Rice. Rice-A-Roni hit a shot for the Yankees there in Cincinnati.
All right, place. Come on. Cruz, big fly tonight. Is that a hit? That's in the gap. That looks like in the gap, Carver. Out. Man, ColecoVision killing me tonight.
ColecoVision got you. Here's what's going on. Full slate of baseball, of course. It is a Dinger Tuesday. Slow start for the Dingers, but they're starting to work. Brent Rooker hits a two-run homer off of Skubal in the first inning. I gave out Rooker's numbers, Joe. This afternoon on Coast to Coast. And, man, it was impressive. I mean, Skubal's really good, as you know. And Rooker was like 6-for-14 with two homers off of Skubal in his career. Well, guess what? You can make it 7-for-15 with three homers as he took fly. Big fly in the first inning. 4-0 Toronto in the bottom of the fifth in Cleveland. You have that going on. 2-0 Rays as Danny Jansen two-run homer. In Kansas City, the Diamondbacks got a homer in the first from Ketel Marte. They're up 1-0. 3-0 Rangers lead the Orioles, bottom five. They're actually going to the sixth now. I need an Adalys Garcia homer there, Joe, which would really help some things out. Yankees up 1-0 on the Ben Rice homer. Top four at Citi Field, Joe. No score yet between the Braves and the Mets here tonight. So nothing going on there. And the Cubs and the Cardinals just started. The Pirates and the Brewers just started. And we do have other games. Phillies Astros is going to start right now as well. Now, you said you liked the total in that game, right?
No, I did, but I shied off of it. You know why? Because sometimes you got to zig and zag. So I'm going to wait and see because Suarez has been very good, mowed down the Marlins on either Thursday or Friday night. And I wanted to take and pull the trigger on the Kansas City Royal game. And I didn't do it. And I held off, and sure enough, you get two runs, so now I'm chasing. Took the over Kansas City 10.5 with the two late games. And I'm talking about Washington and San Fran. Washington and San Diego and San Fran and Miami. So we're going big fly. And shout out to FanDuel. Great market that they put up, okay, that you showed me. Now, but I think we deserve credit. Could we at least subtitle it? The Carver and Lisi Big Fly. We got all these personalities on FanDuel, okay, that don't know their ass from their elbow with these subtitle bets. Could we get something? Could we get something, Duel?
What you're talking about is, I just found it. It might have been there for a while, Joe, but there's so many markets, and I usually just go right to the home runs that I don't really get involved in too many other things. I was looking for something else. And I stumbled upon total home runs in the game per team and total home runs for the game itself. So I got a couple working tonight. Braves not off to a good start. I got them over 1.5 homers. The Reds over 1.5 homers. The Tigers with a homer. And the Dodgers over 1.5 homers. I put that all together tonight. So some big flies just by anybody, Joe, we have going in those games. Nice job by this Garcia. He pops out straight to left field. That was a useless at bat. Hate when you don't get your money's worth, Joe. That bothers me. You don't get your money's worth out of the at bat. So, yeah, you do. Here's what it is.
There you go.
Here's what it is, Joe. All right, now you like some big fly. You like some big flies in this Philly-Houston game? You want to go big fly there?
Yeah. Sorry, I was talking to the crowd on Twitter. Supposedly, I was up on the money line. I was a subject on the money line.
Really? About what?
Yeah. I don't know. I got to go take a listen now. Never listened to the show, but I guess I got to listen now. There you go.
Wow, I didn't know that you were involved there. I wasn't sure.
There you go.
I didn't know you were a topic of discussion.
All right. A lot of people like to make me a topic. So, there you go.
A lot of people like to make me a target.
There you go. A lot of people. Can we get Big Fly tonight? That's all I care about tonight. Can I go
now,
Big Fly?
We just quickly, we usually do this at the beginning of the show. We finally got across the finish line last night, Joe, with the hits, runs, RBIs parlay. The Wood Doctor, Neto actually had it before we even left because he homered the lead off. The Wood Doctor cleaned it. I mean, he had like 7 or 8 combined, honestly.
Did he really?
He had a hit, an RBI, and a run on his one at bat for 3. He hit a homer for another 3, and I think there was someone on base. He had at least 7 or 8 combined, the Wood Doctor. And then in the bottom of the 9th, we got a garbage time Tatis Jr. Homer, which, let's just say, Joe, was good in more ways than one for several tickets.
It was good for you. Great call by you. And I was going to say Machado, and he homered as well. So we would have been good either way. So
we were good either way.
So, but that game, we nailed.
Bar, I was going to play the Snoot Bar tonight, Joe, and I didn't. The Snoot Bar homered again off of Tyone. Oh, Joe.
Now the Yankees, 3-0 with the Yankees. I don't know. 2-0 Cardinals with the new bar. Could we get some runs with this Arizona game? They jump out. We got bottom two. Could these White Sox do something? I mean, really.
Could they?
I don't know.
What do you think?
Who knows? I don't know.
What about, man, this Paredes? Plus 600 tonight, Joe, for this Paredes. For the Astros. Christian Walker. Him. I can't believe the Newt Bar. The Newt Bar went deep. Well, we're off and running, Joe. So now we got to go back to the hits, runs, RBIs tonight. You know, we'll go back and we'll try to make it two in a row. Big week for us. Big week that we have rolling here.
Wow. I hate to bring a breaking news, though, from, not breaking news, but did you see the quote with Spurrier
Actually, I have a lot of college football to get to later. So hold on, because then I also want you to go after this Castellanos. He's got some stones with some of the things that he says, too.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Here on a Tuesday night, as we're rocking with you, big flies are starting, Joe. Kerry Carpenter, two-run homer for the Tigers. 2-2 now, Tigers and A's. So four runs, Joe. You said you didn't want to go after Scooble. Understandable. The total was very low. They had a little bit of a lengthy rain delay. He gives up a two-run shot to Rooker, and now Carpenter with the two-run shot. What's the live number on that game, Joe?
On what? What's the Detroit? Live
Detroit and Oakland. Or now Sacramento, whatever the hell they are.
Detroit. Hang on. Right now, the number is, where is it?
They got it locked.
Boy. I don't even have it. Why don't I have it?
It's further down. They moved it down because of the rain, because it started raining. They moved it down.
Oh, all right. That's 10 and a half. I can't do that. Can't do it. Minus
144. You want to go back under? Go back to the bottom side?
No. I'm on the wrong. I need this total in Pittsburgh to open up. Pittsburgh and Milwaukee. Seattle's got bases loaded now. Here we go. Nobody out. This game's going to be up in a way.
This is about when they busted out last night, Joe. They started slow, and then they busted
out. Bases loaded for the Mets. Bases loaded for the Mets.
Let's go. Not one out against Strider. Luis Robert homers for the White Sox. So 1-1 Arizona and Chicago. You want to pick up on that one, Joe? 8.5. I think there's a lot more coming. Arizona, Chicago. Mets are 5.5 with the bases loaded still?
Yeah, something's up with that. They must know something. Here comes a double play. I hate jumping on that. 1-0 Seattle. You want to jump on this with this Paddock? They might have a read on them. If they put a number up, let's jump on it.
And then let's put it with against San Diego and Washington tonight. That was our late night leg in the live parlay.
Want to go back to the well?
I think they score again.
All right.
Why not? Can they give us a number in
Miami game? Not yet.
Okay, so then we'll do that. Then we'll do. We could find something else to do the Miami game.
Which one do we like? Do we no? Because maybe San Diego's got the hot bats. No.
I think we got a couple guys that could give up runs. 2-0 Seattle. We're missing the boat here. I mean, it's 2-0 Seattle.
I can't get in.
I know.
Can't get in.
I know.
Ah, man. We're not going to have any base runners in Milwaukee with this Peralta? None?
If it gets down to 5.5, you want to go in? The 5.5 now.
Yeah, you know what? Let's go in. I took it. And let's. I'm putting it with Arizona, and I'm putting it with the Miami game. Or you know what? Let's go back to the San Diego. I'm going to alt San Diego.
We'll find something else for the Miami game. Let's go San Diego for this one. Okay?
Yeah. I'm going to go high, though. I'm going to take it to 11.5.
I'm playing it straight. I can't go any higher than that. Can't do it. Sorry, Joe. Now, what were you saying about Spurrier?
He called out Arch Manning and said, if he's so good, why couldn't he beat out Quinn Ewers, who was a 7th-round pick? He called him out, Spurrier. Now, Spurrier's like half in the bag anyway. You ever talked to him lately? I mean, the guy's like...
I mean, I haven't personally talked
like
to
every
him,
time.
But I haven't seen...
He's smashed every time you see him. Talking. 1-0 Mets! 1-0 Mets!
All right, they got one in.
Yeah, they're not giving us a market on FanDuel. Lock on multiple games here.
They're scared, Joe. We know we got them running. After last night, we finally have a big night, and suddenly they're running.
Locked up in Arizona, Chicago, there's nobody on. So did somebody go yard? Or they just popped an 8.5 at even money. Popped 8.5 at even money. Man, we're locked. We're dead to rights on the Seattle game. Still locked. Want to take a shot on the Mets? 5.5. We got one in.
Oh, that's why it's locked, Joe. Did he get it? Oh, right at the wall, this Herrera. Sent it right to the wall.
Want to take the 5.5 on the Met game? 5.5. We got runners on 1st and 2nd. One out.
All right. You want to put that with the Miami?
I'm going to take a shot. I'm taking over 8.5 Diamondbacks, White Sox. Over Washington, over 5.5 Mets.
I just did that, Diamondbacks, White Sox. I have that already.
Yeah, that's what I said. Well, now it's 7.5. You know,
I have Diamondbacks, White Sox, 8.5. I have Pirates, Brewers, 5.5. And then the Nationals, Padres as the top off.
Look at this. Phillies right out of the gate, 1st and 2nd. Nobody out. I'm taking that, too. All right. Here's what I got. I 6.5 in the Philly game. You want to do that? Come on.
Let's go.
You know, they're playing with it. Everything's locked out here. I took over Washington, over Braves, 5.5, over 8.5. Now it's 7.5 Diamondbacks and over 6.5 Phillies. 1864.
Wow. Went way up there. Went way up, Joe.
Are you with me?
I already put in White Sox, Diamondbacks, Pirates, Brewers, and then Padres and Nats. I'll do another one with you in a minute. I'll do another one with you. Give me a moment to get everything set here. Can I get Seager or Garcia in the Ranger game, Joe?
Yeah, wow, Seager. Look,
Seager hasn't homered
me the
in
bet,
like a month.
However, I can't do it. They're not giving me the bet. What is going on here? Locked
mean,
out
bro?
On everything. Here we go. Can we do this again?
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Amazing.
You're in trouble, Joe. Lot of trouble. I want to find out what they said about Joe on Moneyline. Somebody's got to come through with that information. I don't know what was said about Joe.
What?
We have like what they say about you on Moneyline this morning. I want to get the information right here. We have like a show back and forth, like a zany radio feud against Moneyline. Like, we'll go after them, they go after you. You want to do all that?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And it's 5-0 Seattle. We knew that game would break out. It's still locked on FanDuel. Mariners right now, -5.5 runs, -1800 on the money line. They have runners on 1st and 2nd. One out. Total now is gone. 11.5 juice to the over at -118. Brewers get on the board right now. 2-0 over Pittsburgh. Total jump to 7.5. Juice to the under at -154. So that's good news for us. We'll see if we can get things cooking. Mets 3-0 right now on the Braves. 7.5 is the in-game total. Juice to the under at -138. Mets right now -900 on the money line. Atlanta +520. I did alt this game up now that we got a little bit of runs to 9.5. I'm going to take it with the over in Miami and San Francisco. I think that total has a little bit of juice. Game's underway right now. Bases loaded for St. Louis against the Cubs. Right now, Cubs bases loaded, +124 on the money line. In-game total is 9.5. Juice to the over at -122. Remember last night, this game was slow moving. St. Louis did have the lead. They didn't port it on in terms of innings 8 and 9, and all of a sudden they broke out with about 9 or 10 runs in that matchup. Phillies couldn't convert or get across. They had runners on first and second early in the first, top one. They're now bottom first, no score. Total started at 7.5. It's down right now on FanDuel to 6.5. +114 to the over. Now it's -112. Other games of note a little bit later, Dodgers and Colorado. Carver asked me about this game earlier. Should we jump on the total? I don't like the actual movement right now in terms of the total. Line opened up around 12. They bet it down to 11.5 early, got it up to 12 midday today, and then they just bet it down right before first pitch is 8:40, back down to 11.5. These Colorado games have been a little tricky. We saw the Yankees go out there. In terms of the series per se, they trended to the under. The one team that I think abused them was Philadelphia in all three games against the Rockies when they played about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Every game was an over. When you look at the Mets, they went out there. They struggled with totals. San Francisco struggled. So a lot of these teams that are playing in Coors Field, you get these high totals, you're not getting across the finish line. Arizona had a 12.5 on Friday night. They blew through. It had 21.5 runs or 22 runs. Saturday and Sunday, they were dead unders. I'd much rather see if we could get a Colorado line in the area of maybe 8.5, 9. With that lineup for L.A., maybe we can get through an in-game total, but I'm not willing to bet it from a pre-pitch or pre-game perspective at 11.5. Don't like it. Washington and San Diego, that's a game that Carver and I both like for the total. I really like the Marlin game. I think it's a sneaky over. 8.5, they bet it down to 8 now. That's a pretty high total for San Francisco. We'll see if we get that. Quantrill and Verlander on the mound. Carver, 5-0 Seattle. We missed, I was telling everybody, we missed that number. Couldn't get on it. They never gave us a number. And now it's 11.5, and I can't jump on it. Still first and second, 2 outs. Can't do it. Can't do it. But Milwaukee did go, I think.
See, the A's are up 4-2 now. They got a 2-run homer from this Clark. The A's got a.
Yeah, but I need something. I got across. I booked 5.5 with the Mets, and I'm still sitting on a 7.5 with the Pirates. So now they locked up again.
Well, the Mets got 3 runs, right? Mets got 3 runs?
Yeah, I altered that. You see, this app is all screwed up tonight. They're showing me runners on first, 1 out. Now all of a sudden the inning's over. Could we at least get things right? If we're watching the game on the app, could we have the right updates? It's amazing here. No?
This Garcia. Joe. Come on, man. Need better. Need more. Need more. Shouldn't be greedy after last night, but we need more. Should have had a step back after last night, you know?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're off and running here, Joe. 3-0 Yankees, bottom five. Rodon's still on here. 3-0 Mets lead the Yankees. Ooh, he got a piece of that and right to him at center. So the Phillies ended up not scoring, Joe. They had a couple on in the first inning, but they did not get anything out of it. As I now see, still scoreless. And 4-2, A's lead the Tigers, only bottom second in that game, with six runs already on the board.
So, 5-1 Seattle, too. We missed the boat, man.
Yep, Cody Clemens with a solo homer for the Twins in that game. So the balls are starting to fly. Suzuki hit a three-run homer for the Cubs as well. So the Cubbies with a big fly, Joe. Big fly. Big fly. What's the score of that game now? 3-2?
Yeah.
5-2 Cubs. 5-2 Cubs. That game's busted out. I guess nobody wants to score in the Arizona White Sox game tonight either.
Well, we got a run. We had a runner on second with one out, no outs. Now it's two outs. Amazing. 3-0 Rays. Right?
3-0 Rays. Here comes the Springer. Can this Springer homer for the Blue Jays, Joe? I could use Springer. We get Springer? Come on.
Carver, you want to take a shot with this Brewer game? Come on, come in with me.
I'm already in on it. 5.5.
This I'm Cub already game there. Breaks out 5-2 with this Cub game. You got to be kidding me. How does this happen?
Got to be faster, man. We got to get these things going. As soon as we come on at 8 is right when it all starts. Everything starts happening. Got to grab it fast. Things start moving. Things start shaking. You got to be there, Joe. No?
Yeah, no, I do know.
Agree or disagree?
Yeah. 5-4, Cubs. 5-4 Cubs.
Wow. Oh, this win with a two-run shot. Wow, ball has been flying out in St. Louis the last two nights, Joe. Flying out. Might have to take someone live there.
What? So the Diamondback game, we're dead wrong on that. I still think the Pirate game, or do we jump on the Twin game in game? Like, I mean, they got six runs right now.
I don't know about that.
You don't know about what?
The Twin game. I'm not in on the Twin game. Not in. What about the Dodgers about to start?
I'd rather see if we can get a couple of innings and no runs, and then we get a 9.5, and anything under 10, I'm willing to jump in on the Dodger game. Okay?
Mason Wynn.
No?
Mason Wynn.
No jot, no good?
No, we could jump in on the Dodge. So you want a scoreless first inning and then jump in on? Is that what you want to do?
Well, is it going to go from 11.5 to 9.5 in one inning? Probably not.
I don't know either.
If I knew the answer, I couldn't tell you. You know?
Let's take one of these Cubbies live, Joe.
Yeah?
This ball's going to keep flying out. Who made the last out?
Pete Crow.
Swanson did, actually. Yeah. Pete Crow.
Nah, I don't know if he did or not.
He didn't. All right. How about Tucker, plus 750?
Tucker, plus 750. Yeah, you want to attack that game. You think that ball is carrying?
Last night, bunch of homers. Tonight again, ball's flying out.
Look at this. I just put the Mets in a thing. They locked up. There we go. What happened in the Met game?
I'm watching it. I'll tell you in a moment. Amazing, Lindor's man. Up.
Did he go yard?
Not yet. But he might.
Everything's locked. What happened?
I'll tell you in a second. I got boots on the ground here.
All right, boots on the ground.
I don't know what.
Why'd they lock it on that?
I don't know.
6.5 right now.
Can't be that far behind.
All right.
Kyle Tucker. Want to put it with the golf?
Carver, I'm going to take a shot. Over 7.5 Tampa?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
There you go.
You're in?
Yeah, I took some things with it, though.
You took some things with it? What did you take with it?
I took the over in Pittsburgh and the Marlin game.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of I'm trying to go through all my tickets here.
Here we go. Yeah, locking me out as we speak. It's now 8.5. I got 8.5. Couldn't get 7.5. Here we go with the lockouts. Now they just locked up Kansas City. You got to be
kidding. I thought you already put it in.
I can. It was suspended. What happened now? What is going on? Complete joke.
All right.
What is going on here? What are we doing? All right.
So did you see this kid Burns for the Reds tonight, Joe, against the Yankees?
Rowdy Burns? What'd he do?
He struck out the first 6 batters.
Yeah.
I guess it didn't end well. 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, 8 strikeouts. 6 of them were in the first 2 innings. So not bad. The Reds have given him no runs as Rodon has mowed him down. 5 shutout for him. He threw 81 pitches. Started strong, and then the Yankees eventually got a few off of him after that.
Okay.
But quite the debut for him.
Good for him. Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
bases loaded for Toronto here. Bases loaded for Toronto.
What are they doing? What are they doing?
This
I don't know, Carver.
Tonight to be a complete loser.
What? What's going on?
He just looks awful, Scoobal. He looks bad. All right, Dodgers are starting now, Joe. Let's go. Big fly time.
All right. There you go.
Big fly.
Okay.
What's the matter?
Sounds good. I'm upset. The app is giving me problems. I'm not going to lie to you. App is giving me problems.
That's after they didn't name that market after us, the big fly. The big fly.
Yeah, I think it's a slap in the face. We call out, you know, we do all these things. You got every so-called personality wheel out there. I got a bet on FanDuel. I got my own bet on FanDuel. Hey, look at me. I can't add 2 + 2. Got a bet on FanDuel.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Gary Sanchez, 3-run homer.
Okay.
Gary Sanchez, 3-run homer. How about that? Sometimes when I say that we're on Sirius, that attracts my phone as if I'm saying,
oh, here. Is it Big Fly? Is it Big it's Fly in Milwaukee? Is. Get out! Get out!
Is it Cruz?
Big Fly!
Is it Cruz?
Is it Cruz? Big Fly, get out! 5-0 Brew Crew! 5-0 Big
it's
Fly!
Cruz. It's not Cruz.
Durbin! That's Durbin! Okay. That's it!
It's all right. We need that over. All right.
Let's go. Let's need that, Carver. We need that, brother.
We need it. All right. I need one more there. I need that Arizona game to get going.
I jumped in on that.
Need that Indeed. Arizona game to get
over
going.
Over the 9.5.
You went to 9.5 in that game?
I felt strong about it.
Okay.
Could these Rays just start batting around now? Could they start getting cooking? First and second and one out. Don't be afraid. Meanwhile, let me ask you a question, not to go off the beaten path here. You ready?
I'm listening.
So this, what's Cangelion or the kid from Florida? The one that has a big bat. Has he done anything since?
Caglianone?
That guy. Has he done anything since they called this kid up?
He had the one game where he hit the two homers last week.
That's it?
I mean, I think he's hitting, let's see what he's hitting, Joe. Caleb Durbin hit the three-run homer for Milwaukee, by the way. And now 4-4 Orioles Rangers as Urias homers for the Orioles. 4-4.
All right.
You're asking about Caglianone.
Six Brewers. Back to back.
Wow. He's hitting 200, Joe.
Guy sucks. You're telling me he carries this big bat, and it's like coming
he's
in like
a,
Bam Bam.
He's got a big bat.
And the guy
he's
sucks.
He's got a big bat. He's going to be a good player. I don't think
it's fair to
smash the guy. That's not right.
Oh, why not? Why can't I? Let me all of a sudden, you're backing this guy? What's Roman's number tonight? Anthony, what is it, Roman
you wanna
Anthony?
Play, you want to play Rome? I'll play him with you.
I want to play Roman Anthony tonight in Angels. Roman Anthony.
Who's
give me Roman
Angels tonight.
Some gas can.
Lefty, Tyler Anderson. But, you know, Tyler Anderson gives up homers. So I don't mind it. You want the number for Roman Anthony? Let's see.
No, I want the 3+ for Roman Anthony. Oh, okay. Diaz. Yo Diaz scored. 4-0 Rays.
4-0 Rays. Yo Diaz. That's your
Come
buddy.
Come on, yo. God.
Yo Diaz. No, let's get a big fly for Roman Anthony.
No, you want to. You see, you always got to take it to the next level.
I do. He's not plus 460, plus 450.
What's the number for 4+, like 4 ribbies, hits, and runs?
O'Hearn with a homer now. O'Hearn, 5-4 Orioles. 5-4. For who, Joe?
For Roman Anthony. Who we?
For the,
four,
for the hits, runs,
three,
RBIs?
I want the 4. You said we could go to 4 when we up it. When we actually
when we
hit
one.
One.
All right. Well, first of all, 3 for him is plus 170. That's a pretty good number for 3.
Go for okay? 4.
It's plus 320 for 4. If we're going to go for 4, it's got to be a bell cow. He's not a bell cow. I'll put him in for 3, but not 4.
Tatis? Let's go for Tatis for 4.
Tatis for 4? That's fine. I don't have a problem there.
And
What's
then
his
let's
number
go.
For 4?
And then tonight.
What's the number? 4+ for Tatis is plus 200.
Let's get it tonight. Can we get it?
How about Adamas in the Giant game?
All right. 4?
Let's just do 1-4 with Tatis. Let's do the other ones 3.
All right.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Man, the Orioles back-to-back-to-back here. 5-4 now they lead.
Can we get a hit here? Could this Magnum get a hit? Come
Magnum.
On, Steel Magnum. Come on, Steel. Come on, Steel Magnum. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man. Sid Dead Red, don't you be afraid. Come on, kid. I'm going
with
Roman
Adamas
Anthony.
For 3, right?
Adamas for 3, Tatis for 4, and Roman Anthony for 3. Good?
All right.
All right, wait.
Sure.
You're putting it in already?
No, I'm looking. I'm just checking it out. I'm seeing how different the numbers are. site to site. I got to shop, you know?
Could this shop, steal you know? Magnum? Steals Magnum. Huh?
All right, four for Tatis, and we said
this guy struck out. Come on, man. Come on. Ooh. This Magnum.
Who struck out?
Guy sucks. Magnum. Guy sucks. Look at these Braves. Braves are runners on first.
We get Albies?
Nah.
We get Albies?
Guy's a hack.
All right, so I'm clean now, Joe, with the Pirate Brewer game. Over 5.5. I'm good there.
He's clean.
I'm clean.
Oh, are you?
I'm clean on that game.
I'm supposed to feel great for him. I'm clean. I'm good. I can move on to the next one.
What about this Diamondback game you got me all involved with? Now Gorman homers for the Cardinals. I told you, the ball's flying out at this place. Gorman now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
3-1.
Well, he got a run in, Joe, but I really wanted Albies to get the Granny Smith there. He did get a run in. Top 6, 3-1. Mets lead the Braves. 5-3 Seattle and the Twins. 5-3.
All right.
4-4 A's and Tigers. 4-4. Already over the 7.5, Joe, that game.
Yeah.
That was an alt special right there. Alt special in that game. Now, I see here that you have gotten the report about what happened on Moneyline this morning. Is that true? I saw you retweet this. So this was from Goodfellas Laugh. Good listener to the shows. I need you to address Dismiss Donnie and Kevin for the slander they took pleasure in your expense on Moneyline. They were taking shots like you were a pinata.
Wow.
The way, and apparently it was the way Joe looks for his Uber, walking 8 miles to get a designer sport coat in Vegas, always going off topic with Carver and saying, how about over 11.5 in a Giants game while we're in the middle of talking about something else. Now, you do that. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah,
7-4 Tigers. 7-4 Tigers. This
See, but let me just say something. And I've said, I've told people this. Okay, our show, right, is not some cookie cutter.
It's not.
Sports Grid show with two talking heads like Max Hedrum like this. Look,
I
think that the Dodgers are going to score 35 runs. And it's a great game against a pitcher with a whip of 1.40. And I know more stats than if that's the type of show you want, listen to the other 18 hours or 22 hours on SportsGrid. This show is entertainment. This show is an in-game perspective. It's a radio show that's on TV. It's not a TV show that's segmented, okay? So you listen to every radio show across the country. They're not like this. Hey, guys, what are you doing? What's going on? I mean, give me a break. See, now those guys don't know how to act like us, and that's why, obviously, they got to take shots.
Well, I've always said, Joe, that our show is absolutely different in the way that it's kind of just set up as it's like if me and you were just sitting in the book just betting and just yelling at each other, and everybody's just listening to that. That's really all that it is.
That's it. Every other show, I believe the Giants are going to win.
5-5 Mariners Twins. 5-5 Mariners Twins. Wow.
Mister, we should have jumped on the 12.5.
What is it now? It's not done. What is it?
It's going to be 15. Come on.
Okay. I think it's attainable. What is it?
All right. Wait. I got to look.
It's the fourth inning. Think they're going to change the balls out?
You know, the duel is a little slow with the app. I don't want to bash the app. The app has a little bit of latency today.
I don't know if they're over 6-4 Toronto.
6-3-2
Mets.
3-2 Mets.
3-2 Mets.
14.5 in the Seattle game.
Let's take it.
We got
There's
runners
five more
on
runs in this game.
We got runners on in Chicago. Could we get a big fly here?
We need something there. We need
first
to get
and second, two outs. I mean, just
I don't
open
think
this
Cub game's
up.
Done either. 16.5 Cubs Cardinals. I don't think that's done.
Go to infinity then. You want to go to infinity? I don't know what else
I'm
to tell you.
I'm on it.
All right.
I think you're missing it here.
You think I'm missing it? Phillies with first and second.
I think you're missing
Phillies with first and second. And that's not a knock on anybody else, but you come after us. Like, hey, if your content is coming after us, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, I mean, really?
Well, you know, I guess that they just wanted to, you know, I guess take a little stab at you this morning, I guess. That was, you know, they probably heard a promo, you getting hot about something. You know, that's
maybe how it they're goes jealous. Sometimes. Could it be jealousy? Could it be jealousy? You know?
I mean, it's possible.
I mean, it's yeah, possible. Of course I walk 8 miles in Vegas to get a sports coat. Donnie goes to bed at 7 o'clock at night. I mean, I mean you're
Does
talking
he?
About a guy's in bed by 7:30. Are you kidding? 7 o'clock at night.
All right.